KORN News Radio Sports. It is Friday, April 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan Baseball split a doubleheader at home yesterday with Concordia at Drake Field. The Tigers dropped game one 10-1 as Concordia broke things open with a four-run fourth inning. Dexter Payne, he drove in the lone run for Wesleyan. Then in game two, the Tigers would rally for a 6-5 victory. Talon Ball tied the game with a two-run home run in the sixth. Then Lane Darrow delivered a three-run triple to give the Tigers the lead. Dakota Wesleyan will host Concordia again on Sunday as the weather starts to warm back up for another doubleheader, 1 p.m. at Drake Field. South Dakota State Baseball opens up the second half of Summit League play this weekend with a three-game home series against Oral Roberts in Brookings. Series begins this afternoon, 3 p.m. at Irv Heater Field. Game scheduled for tomorrow at 2 o'clock and Sunday at 1 p.m. SDSU enters the weekend 6-6 in the Summit League, sitting in the middle of the conference standings, although they have won three straight conference series. Jackrabbits opened up a 10-game homestand earlier this week, defeating Midland 13-3. Oral Roberts, usually at the top of the conference, this year no different. They lead the Summit League with an 11-1 conference record. They did sweep SDSU in their first meeting of the season, and they have won 12 straight in the series versus the Jackrabbits. SDSU softball scheduled to play at Omaha starting on Friday at 6 p.m. It'll begin a three-game series. Jackrabbits are 5-4 in conference play, just one game behind St. Thomas for second place. SDSU track and field teams turned in a record-setting day Thursday across a couple of meets in California and Wisconsin. The Jackrabbits' Cody Larson would break his own school record in the 3,000-meter steeplechase, finishing in 8 minutes, 28 seconds. That's a time expected to rank among the top 10 in the entire nation. Meanwhile, Lucas Flemmer set a new school record in the 400 meters, winning in 46.8 seconds. He's the first Jackrabbit ever to break 47 seconds in the 400 meters. Also, the SDSU women, a 4x100 relay team, they would also set a school record yesterday, winning in 45.54 seconds. The weekend ahead here for USD softball. They'll be in Grand Forks this weekend at North Dakota for a three-game series. That won't start until tomorrow at 5 p.m. Minnesota Twins continue their home stand. They'll start a three-game series versus the Cincinnati Reds tonight. 7-10, the first pitch from Target Field. The Twins still in first place. They're 11-8 on the season. They hold a half-game lead over Cleveland for first place in the AL Central. The Los Angeles Lakers' Luka Doncic and Detroit's Cade Cunningham will be eligible for awards such as MVP and All-NBA this season, despite falling short of the 65-game minimum. The league and the National Basketball Players Association announced the ruling yesterday. Doncic played in 64 games and Cunningham played in 63, but the league and the union both agreed that each should be on the ballot based on the extraordinary circumstances provision in the collective bargaining agreement. Cunningham missed games due to a collapsed lung, and Doncic missed two games earlier in the season due to the birth of his son. However, an appeal to get to Minnesota's Anthony Edwards on the ballot failed. For more sports, check us out online, kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.